It's time for our second candidates forum of the season, and great this morning to be joined by the candidates for the St. Francis County Prosecuting Attorney's Office, the incumbent, Jerry Mehernan, joining us, and he's a Democrat. Challenger is Melissa Gillum, a Republican. And first of all, just want to say thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. We're going to learn a little bit about these two candidates, their background, their experience, and they'll tell us why we should vote for them. We flipped a coin to see who would go first, and Jared had the heads, and it landed on heads. So we'll meet Jared Mehernan first, and Jared, we'll give you kind of an opening statement just to tell people a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Obviously born and raised in the area. I've lived here my entire life. Graduated from North County High School in 1997. After that, I spent 1 year at East Central Junior College on a baseball scholarship. Transferred up to William Penn University, played baseball up there, graduated with a major in history and government, minor in psychology. And then after that, I went to law school in Oklahoma City. And after graduating, came back home, and I opened up a private practice here in Farmington. I had it open for about a year and a half or so, and kind of dabbled in just about everything. I did some criminal defense. I did some personal injury work. I did a lot of civil work. Of course, every new attorney kind of gets the GAL appointments, to kind of learn the ropes. So did a lot of that for a while. And then when a position became available as for assistant prosecuting attorney, I applied and was hired by Wendy Horn. And I spent about 3.5 years learning the kind of the ropes of the office. And, you know, I tried a lot of different cases while I was an assistant, tried homicide cases, a lot of drug cases. Unfortunately, there's a lot of child sex cases that you have to deal with. So learned a lot of those types of things. And then, of course, when Judge Horn was appointed, then Governor Nixon appointed me to be the prosecuting attorney in early 2012. And I was elected again in 2014. And so I've been in the office for over 10 years. And I've been the prosecutor for just shy of 7 right now.
You know, we so often talk to you about cases and things that are going on. It's nice to hear a little background and about you personally as well.
Sure.
So, Melissa Gillum, the Republican candidate. And Melissa, I want to make sure, I've always heard your name, and I think your niece played basketball at Farmington High School as Gillum, but the spelling maybe suggests it could be Gilliam. What's the proper way to pronounce it?
Well, I pronounce it Gilliam, but my Gilliam. Brother pronounces it Gillum. Therefore, my niece pronounces it Gillum. So I think if you asked my mom and dad, they would pronounce it Gilliam, but we answer to both.
So there's split even within the family itself.
There are.
Okay. Well, if you prefer Gilliam, I'll go with that the rest of the way.
Either way, I answer to both. So, again, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. So I also am from the area. I think we moved here in the sixth grade. My mom is Mary Gilliam, who is a real estate agent with Coldwell Banker. And my dad is Von Gilliam, who is a commercial electrician. He has his own business called Meyer Electric. And after I graduated from high school in 1991, I went on to Mizzou. And then after that, I went on to Kansas City. University of Missouri, Kansas City School of Law, graduated there in 1995 and went on, Mizzou was 95, law school was 98. In fact, this month marks my 20th year of being an attorney. I got sworn in Colorado in 1998. I started in the Colorado Springs District Attorney's Office in 98, worked there for 2 years, moved back to Missouri, where I started in 2001 at the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office. I worked there for 15 years. I handled all kinds of cases. We started out there with drug crimes and worked our way through gun crimes, property crimes, violent crimes, which included robbery, assaults, kidnappings, homicides. I was a member of the Animal Abuse Task Force, where we worked with various entities in the community to focus in on animal abuse cases. And then I ended my career there in the white collar unit, which really focused on stealing, fraud cases, cases of those natures. So I had a lot of good people I worked with. And obviously, St. Louis City had no shortage of crimes, so we had a lot of cases to handle.
Yeah, imagine. I know that some of the questions that we ask will have kind of some crossover and some of the things that you guys maybe have answered before, but we ask, maybe we'll ask next, and we'll start with Jared here. What specific experience do you have and you're the incumbent, I know, so this will be very appropriate. But what specific experience do you have to do a great job in this position, Jared?
Well, obviously, that's correct statement, is that I've been doing this job now for 10 years plus in St. Francis County and been the head prosecutor for just about seven. So what I can bring to the table and will continue to bring to the table is that I prosecute cases successfully. I take every case very serious. You know, in my tenure, unfortunately, there has been we've had more murder cases than any other prosecutor in St. Francis County history. But at the same time, I've handled those cases successfully. So one of the things I bring up is that my trial conviction rate is 97%, just over that. So, you know, the thing is, when I take the cases to trial, it's not just a stealing case, it's not just a drug case, it's these murder cases, it's these child sex cases, it's the big cases that you need to win, you have to go to trial on. So the experience to do the job correctly, the obviously the people skills to work with the office, work with the jury and the court system, is something that I pride myself on. The two things that are important to me is, first and foremost, you have to be able to work with the victims of these crimes, because while you may have 1,000 cases or 1,500 cases open, they have one, and it's important to them to be able to deal with that one case and you to deal with that one case as a one-on-one. So take that in stride and work with them and make sure that, you know, there may be times that you don't actually see, you know, achieve justice because there's just no justice for certain crimes, but you have to be able to try to put them back in a position that they can heal and move forward. So that's important. And second, obviously, is successful prosecution. And that doesn't just mean convictions. That means rehabilitation. That means working with people, you know, to make sure that they are moving forward with their lives. Yes, there are times where incarceration is certainly needed. And there, you know, the cases that you have to look at are the serious ones. But it's the repeat offenders as well. So it's knowing the system, knowing the people here in the community, and again, obviously, I've been doing the job, and I feel like I've been doing it well for the last 10 years. So that's what I feel like I bring to the table, and will continue to do so.
That's St. Francis County incumbent prosecuting attorney Jared McEwen, Democrat, Republican Melissa Gillum, the challenger here. And Melissa, I know that you did answer it a little bit in your opening statement, but we'll ask the same as you. What specific experience do you have that you feel makes you the right candidate for this office?
Sure. During my 17 years of being a prosecutor previously, I tried over 75 cases. That's jury trial, start to finish. And you know, during that time period, I handled all types as well, drug cases and homicide cases. During that time period, I won awards for my work. Obviously, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office is a bigger office than what we have down here, and we had over 50 attorneys at any time. And I won two awards for the Excellence in Prosecution, which was the top award for each for attorneys at the time, and I won it in 2008 for my successful prosecution of a murder for hire, where a son and his fiance conspired with his friend to have his own mother killed. And then in 2012, I won it for a second time. So I definitely have the experience. I have the trials under my belt. And during that time, I handled hundreds of murder cases as well. In addition, I taught at St. Louis University. I taught trial advocacy skills, which is basically taking these new lawyers or these students who want to be new lawyers and teaching them how to try cases. I did that at St. Louis University for three semesters, and I also did it at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, for two different – they're more of a trial skills boot camp for 1 week after they finish their semester. So I got to the opportunity to travel down there and assist with them. So that's some of my background and experience that I think will make me an excellent prosecutor. I'm also looking – one of the benefits that I had was working for Jennifer Joyce, who had an excellent reputation for communicating with the community and the media and letting everyone know what was going on with cases. And as Jared had said, with victims and communicating with them to let them know what's going on with their case, not leaving them in the dark about what the criminal justice system is doing at the time. So that absolutely is important, and I certainly do have experience with that as well with all of the cases that I've handled. We've had to let the victims' families know exactly what stage of the proceeding we're in.
All right. Great answers there by both of you, and lots of experience on both sides. So this question, though, was really more wide open, and you can take it really in any direction that you want. And Jared Mahurin simply asked, why should the voters of St. Francis County vote for you?
Sure. The well, obviously, you can look back at my track record in the 10 years that I've been in the office, and you can see that, you know, there have been a lot of difficult cases that have come through St. Francis County. You know, as was kind of noted earlier, we've unfortunately had a murder-for-hire case as well down here. It's not something you see very often, but, you know, that was a successful prosecution for us where the person spent a substantial amount of time, still is spending time in prison on that. So, you know, when you look back and you say you have to judge a prosecutor on basically what they bring to the table, what they've done, and what they can do. So you look at my track record and you say, okay, I understand that you have tried this many murder cases. I understand that you've been successful in your trials, you know, like I said, 97%+ of the time. So you know that what I bring to the table is success. And it's not just I don't cherry pick cases. I don't look at the easy ones. Matter of fact, I try the hard ones because that's what's needed. So whenever I sit back and look at what I've done in my 10 years plus in the prosecutor's office, is I know that I've treated victims fairly and tried to work with them on their case and tried to resolve it to their satisfaction. I've also tried to be firm but fair when dispensing of these cases, because obviously there are you know, problems in the community with an opioid epidemic. We do have you know, a crime rate that, while at least I've been in office, I've been able to maintain or lower. I think drug crimes have started to decrease around the area. Matter of fact, the task force informed me very recently that it is getting very hard to find these big meth labs around here because of the way I prosecute. So hopefully what I have done is tried to drive some of these big drug dealers away from our area and certainly keep the community safe. So what I would like to do in my next 4 years is to continue to achieve those same goals and to get better with them, continue to work with victims, and at the same time lower the crime rate and see if we can't work on some of these problems in the community and maybe have some more programs available and see if we can't get us back to where we need to be.
All right. That's current St. Francis County prosecuting attorney Jared Mahurin, and we ask the same now of his Republican challenger Melissa Gilliam. Melissa, why should the voters of St. Francis County vote for you?
I'm asking the voters of St. Francis County to vote for me because I have the ability, I have integrity, I have professionalism, and I have the experience to restore that to the prosecuting attorney's office. People are asking for change. They're asking for change in that office because being the prosecuting attorney is extremely important. We need to achieve justice for the victims. We need to make sure that in the example of the murder case, the killer does not walk free. But we also need to protect or be mindful of the constitutional rights of those that are accused as well. During my 15 years of being a St. Louis City prosecutor, we locked up some of the most dangerous criminals in the state of Missouri, which obviously is important down here because, as Mr. Mahurin said, he's had more murder cases than any other county our size, which is concerning and scary at the same time. What is the underlying problem that is causing all of these murder cases to be happening? I mean, why are people killing people that much down here? So we need to look at the underlying reasons behind that. I also have done my research into the meth labs, and my understanding regarding meth labs is that it's easier and cheaper to get meth in from Mexico than it is to make it yourself, which at times can be quite dangerous as well. So that's an issue, too. And I'm looking at, you know, different ways to utilize drug court and to utilize the Veterans Court that is available to us through the Butler County Veterans Court. And eventually, once we start utilizing it through them, we can get grant money to bring it here as well, since they will see that we really are truly dedicated to helping our veterans out whenever they have issues. So there's a lot of things I'm looking at to make sure that this county will be safer once I'm elected, to drive down the crime rate, drive down the use of heroin, drive down the opioid epidemic in the meth labs that still do remain. So I do have lots of plans for this county when I'm elected.
All right. Well, we've heard about the background of these candidates, their experience, and they've explained why you should vote for them. And now, after hearing really the answers that each other have given, we'll give both candidates now an opportunity at a closing statement. to tell you really whatever they want, something maybe about themselves, more why you should vote for them, a challenge of something they've heard today, or just leave you with a closing thought as well. And Jared, we'll let you go ahead and have your closing statement here.
Sure. I guess closing statement would kind of branch off of you know, why to vote for me. Obviously, you know, what I've done in the prosecutor's office is I've tried to grow the prosecutor's office to make us better, to make us safer. Each time we have a case come in, we take it seriously, and I want to continue to do that. I want to continue to meet with victims. I want to work with them. I want to continue to try to make this county safer on a daily basis. So, you know, I still get excited every morning when I get up and go to work. It's a job that I certainly love doing, and it's a job that I take very seriously. You know, as Ms. Gilliam pointed out, you have to balance both sides. You have to make sure that defendants' rights are not trampled on, but at the same time, you have to seek justice, and you have to do it with a vigilance. You have to make sure that people are protected. You have to make sure that their rights are put back to where they need to be, and that's something that I have done every day for 10 plus years for this county. I feel like I know the county. I feel like I know the people here. Again, I've lived here my whole life. I've worked here my whole life, so. What I bring to the table is consistency and betterment for the community, and obviously I've made the county safer in my 10 years, and I'm proud of that, and I want to continue to do so for the next four.
And Melissa, your closing statement today?
Absolutely. I look forward to involving every member of the community going forward, and that involves churches, teachers, police, business owners. There's so many more people in the community that can get involved and can help us with the problem that is the criminal justice system down here. So I think that is certainly something that we can do. I look forward to identifying crime drivers in our county. And those are the people who drive the crime. They're usually the drug dealers or those people who the crime follows. So if we get them out of the county, then we can certainly drive the crime rate down with it. And also, I have great plans for working with all different law enforcement agencies, increase the communication between the prosecutor's office and them, and then increase the communication between each other, like ATF and DEA, the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the task forces that were mentioned earlier, the sheriff and local police departments. Lack of information can hurt cases, so we'll get better results with more information and communication between them, my office and my office in the community once I'm elected. So I ask people, anyone who's listening, to vote for me, and those are the reasons why.
All right. Now, the Farmington Chamber of Commerce will have a candidates forum tomorrow night. You guys will be back at it, right? Tomorrow night. That'll be tomorrow night at Long Hall at 7 o'clock. And do either one of you know what order you'll be in?
We're third.
Oh, okay.
We're third. So okay. The judges' race is last. I believe it's commissioner, either recorder of deeds or county clerk, one of the two in that order, and then us.
Well, good.
Or fourth, sorry.
Right. down the road somewhere.
We're second from last, I remember that.
In the middle of the batting lineup somewhere anyway. All right, very good. Jared Mahirin, our current St. Francis County prosecuting attorney, a Democrat, and his Republican challenger, Melissa Gilliam, joining us on our candidates forum right here on Super Talk 800 KREI.